1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Beginning with the war overseas, at least 15 people were killed in what's being described as an Israeli airstrike at a UN school sheltering thousands just north of Gaza City. The BBC's John Donaldson has more on the recent carnage.
In the north of Gaza, its ground offensive is pushing forward, tightening its grip on Hamas, who Israel says is using civilians as human shields. Hamas is outgunned, but pictures from its military wing claim to show it fighting back. More than 20 Israeli soldiers have been killed since the ground offensive began.
President Biden flashed a thumbs up and said yes when asked if progress is being made on securing a humanitarian pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The Florida GOP hosts a so-called Freedom Summit.
Former President Donald Trump drew cheers.
I officially filed to appear on the ballot in the Florida Republican primary. So we'll see.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson drew jeers as he criticized the former president.
Some will ignore the destructive behavior of the former president. I assure you, we ignore it at our own peril.
And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also criticized Donald Trump.
Your anger against the truth is reprehensible.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A San Jose, California police officer is no longer on the force after allegedly sending racially biased texts. KCBS's Mike DeWald.
The texts came to light in connection with a criminal investigation. The string of messages allegedly sent by San Jose police officer Mark McNamara came following an officer-involved shooting at a San Jose restaurant March of last year.
Vile, disgusting, unfortunately predictable.
Attorney Adante Pointer represents Kayon Green, the football standout shot by police. He says the texts call into question the legal proceedings the officer has been involved in.
Believe it or not, preparations are already underway for the 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. A test flight of sorts was held for the new balloons joining the parade in the parking lot at the Meadowlands Sports Complex in New Jersey. Will Koss is the show's executive producer.
We've got 16 giant balloons. We have 33 mid-sized heritage balloons. We have 26 floats. We have a variety of performances, 12 marching bands. It's going to be a fantastic parade this year.
And there are 7 new balloons in this year's lineup. The SAG-AFTRA union says the studios they've been striking against characterize their latest offer today as their last, best, and final one. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 overnight under cloudy skies, winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. 53 tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Fear came rolling in and covered up the sun. vibration in the air. Tempted by the silver and gold, put him 6 feet in.
Maxine Cone Civic Media, we are local music. That is the Jayhawks from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That song is called Dogtown Days. This Forgotten Town before that. The Jayhawks are part of Flannel Fest, which we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, coming up on the 10th in Appleton and the 11th here in Madison. Good evening, everyone. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. It's Maxine on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight, Rocker. How you doing tonight, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited, too, because we have a special co-host for the night. Terry Barr is off. We have KJ.
Hello.
What's happening, KJ?
I'm so happy to be here.
KJ for the Mamas and Bra Jam, right?
Jam, the Mamas. And I'm wearing flannel tonight because we will be talking about Flannel Fest. So, you know, I understood the assignment. And Terry Barr's got some big shoes to fill. I don't know exactly what size they are, but I'm going to do my best. I'm so glad to be here with you two tonight.
Welcome to the show. I'm very excited. You've done radio in the past.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yes, I have, all over the country. And I have to say, this is one of the nicest studios I've ever been in. This thing is gorgeous.
Isn't it fun?
This is great. Your artwork on the walls. And then, of course, you know, you guys, the addition of you two makes it even better.
My favorite part is the window, to be able to see you all out there. And it's happy to have you all out there in Radio Land along with us tonight, too. You can feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, we got a packed show, as always, tonight. Tell the people what's happening.
Jimmy, just in a few minutes here, we're going to have Beth Killey and Eric Jellin from Flannel Fest. They're the organizers of this now 10-year festival, so we'll hear all about that. The Waxy Poodle owner, Dave Eck, it's 1 year old, but it's a brand new record pressing factory basically here in Madison. We'll hear about the manufacturer and the upgrades to machinery and increasing making records. Trans-Siberian Orchestra musical director Al Petrelli, he shares some show secrets with Terry Barr before kicking off the TSO winter tour in Green Bay this month. And live in the lair, Jimmy, tonight, Blake Thomas, he's on his way down from Duluth, Minnesota tonight to start a couple shows. And he'll be playing with Josh Hardy right here in Live in the Lair. And then, of course, Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight. And Jimmy, interview with Scorpio Fest organizer Trevor Reed.
My good friend Trevor Reed. He's all of our friend. He's been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know Trevor, KJ, right?
I do not know
you
Trevor.
You do not?
Wow. No.
He used to book the clinic on Park Street back in the day.
Oh, that might have been before I moved here.
Oh, yeah. That was back, maybe late 90s. Trevor and I share a birthday.
Really?
I'm also a Scorpio, Jimmy.
Yeah. Scorpio
fantastic.
Fest.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What's your date? November 26th or something like
15th.
That? 15th. Okay.
Wait a minute. I got to write the...
Write that down.
November 15th, Rocker's birthday. This is not a date to forget, people.
Oh, no. In fact, we recorded the Burning Funkhouse Live album for Last Crack on my birthday, November 15th, 2002. So it's a great memory of a birthday party.
Nice.
Beautiful. KJ, you did radio. What's your radio background? What kind of stuff did you do?
Oh, well, a little bit of everything. News, talk, sports, classic rock, top 40. Some, contemporary hits, started in California, did some Sacramento, did some Vegas, did some Jersey Shore. Don't ever call it the beach. It's the Jersey Shore. I was in Alabama at an active rock station where people would get angry when we would say the name of the word Godsmack.
Oh,
and it's like, if you don't want to hear the name of a band called Godsmack, why are you listening to an active rock radio station?
Radio in Alabama.
So I've had some fun.
That's awesome. Well, wow. What brought you to Madison? Maybe we asked you this when we were talking to you about the Mamas, but what brought you to Madison area?
It had nothing to do with radio. I had let radio pick my city for so many years. And then a friend of mine said, why don't you just pick your own city for a change? And that was right around the time when Madison was showing up on all the top 10 lists, top 10 places to live. But, you know, Forbes magazine, Outdoor magazine, Parenting magazine, Take a Hike on a Hill magazine. I mean, all the signs pointed towards Madison. And I love university towns. And I love capital cities, and there's a ton of culture, but nature is just literally a stone's throw away. And I just said, okay, I'll come to Madison. And that was 20 years ago, and this is the longest I've lived anywhere. I love it here.
Well, we're a better city because you're here. Because you're awesome. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, we're going to talk about the time change here in a little bit. Daylight savings time is ending. It's going to be standard time. What's your opinion on that? In the meantime, we're going to talk about Kaylin Cole because she's awesome. You ain't Jack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Holding on to open. Jesus defeated the strength of Petion, was appeasing all the heathens, meant to leap through the ringer in and out of every season, up to my knees and being conceited over my head and faithless treason to the king and all his kingdom, quench your Holy Spirit speaking, sabotage my very meaning and purpose by not believing, we get the best from when we seek it, my love must be increasing and us must be decreasing, renegade this happy seething, I just want to live for me and this had me barely breathing, drowning I was deceived in, blind to see I need him in the dark for most of my life, but that choice was mostly mine, I can finally see the light and I thank the most divine for opening my eyes and restoring hope to my life is finally bright, now I'm showing you the right type of life we need to live, we were made to serve, forgive, repent of all our sins so we can finally live in his. How you win?
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind, I keep my head above the water till I see.
Got direction and still be climbing the wrong ladder. That explain why I'm always feeling alone after. It's God written, but I'm still stuck in the old chapters. Cause I see the light, but for some reason I keep going backwards. I can't expect to be gifted with all the wrong intentions. Just cause I got deliverance don't mean that I won't be tempted. How can I defeat serpents if I ain't got no vision? I can't procrastinate the purpose if I know the mission. Even when I fall in deception, I seek his face. And even when ignoring correction, I see the grace. And even when I run out of breath, I'm still on pace. Cause even when I'm losing in my step, I'm still in the race. I don't always be in my best when I fight the sin, but all I do is get out my flesh and I got the win. Every time I'm in obedience, the sight is on 10. Now I see the light again, cause I got the light within. I'm forgiven.
I feel my eyes are closing, trapped inside my mind.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music that with Rip. That's featuring Karen the Light. Terry Barr actually featured that song 2 weeks ago. A song obviously about mental illness and coping with that. Pretty cool song from Rip. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K. Rocker and KJ filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Are you ready to set your clocks back at 2 a.m. in the morning here?
I am so excited that I am. This is my first time change with a smartwatch, and I am looking forward to not having to do any work.
And your smartwatch has hands.
It's got hands, so we get to watch it go.
But does it like automatically?
It'll do it automatically.
Does it make that noise when it?
It does. It totally does.
Fantastic.
Why do you think I bought it?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in a Civic Media app. You know, social media is blowing up. People hate it. People are angry over having to change their time twice a year, you know? So should we keep just one time, standard time, daylight time? Do you care, Rocker?
No, Jimmy. You know what I do? I have the clock in my car, right? It's just an analog clock. And so for one time of the year, I say minus 1 hour. And the other time of the year, it's right. So I mean, I just do the math in my head. You know, I mean, that's too much hassle to, like, actually go through. Like, every time you change your car clock, you actually have to learn how to do it each time because you forget from the last time. So I just say, forget it. I just leave it.
What time zone is your clock on in your car?
I don't know.
Is it? I mean, are you at the time is correct or subtract or add an hour?
It all depends, Jimmy. I just know intrinsically. I look at it. I'm like, oh, I'm 1 hour behind that right now.
I'm gonna sneak in your car and change your clock.
Oh, don't do that. That would screw me up forever. Probably. I'll be lost in like a loop.
I like the morning time. So daylight, I'm okay with it getting dark early. You know, but the morning, like 6, 5 o'clock.
Standard time.
Standard time is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Early. You know what, though? Think about those people in Iceland, right? Their time fluctuates way different than us. They get to a point where sometimes there's no daylight whatsoever.
Yeah. Or the sun never goes down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
midnight sun.
That's when it gets fun.
Golf tournaments at midnight.
That's when you're not even looking at a clock. They have sun for so few months of the year, they don't even look at their clocks.
You know,
it's just noon 30 all day long.
And you know what they also have?
What?
Brennivin. The Black Death, man.
I don't know what that is.
That's a vodka? Black Death vodka.
Well, it's not rocker vodka. I don't really care.
That's what rocker vodka is actually based off of, is the Black Death vodka.
Well, maybe
Iceland.
I do care.
We toured there, you know.
If you drink enough of the vodka, the time doesn't matter.
The lights come back on, Jimmy.
Right. All right, 844-967-2789. What's your opinion about this time continuum thing? Should we change the time? Just leave time alone. We've got plenty of time, right? This is a brand new band, Lady Bird. They're out of Milwaukee. They rock. This is a Honky Tonk Mama on Max Inc. Radio. We're talking Flannel Fest, dude.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. The Mascot Theory there. Fast Car Getaway. They're playing Flannel Fest. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Of course, make sure you visit the podcast, download them, listen to them at your leisure. They're all from the shows, the live in the lair, all the interviews, all the fun stuff is all for you right now at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy, it's time to put that Hawaiian shirt back in the closet and break out the flannel.
Yeah.
November 10th and 11th mark the return of Flannel Fest to Appleton and Madison and feature national artists like the Jayhawks, along with locals, the Mascot Theory, Beth Killey Band, and Allison Mahal. Here in the studio to tell us all about their 10-year anniversary shows are Flannel Fest organizers Eric Gillen and Beth Killey. Eric, Beth, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Now, a decade of Flannel Fest. Tell us about Flannel Fest, why you created it, and how you've kept up with it for 10 years.
Well, Eric and I have been writing together for several years. And at one of our co-write sessions, I had just recently been to a show at the High Noon Saloon. And it was an Americana band, and they all happened to be wearing flannel shirts. And I said to Eric, I was like, you know, we need to come up with a good excuse for the Beth Gilley Band and the Mascot Theory to play together. And we should have this thing called Plaidfest. And the next day, Eric emailed me and said, how about Flannel Fest? And I'm like, that's so much better. So anyhow, this is how it goes with Eric and I. We come up with like a very small idea or like a cool title of something, and then it becomes like a huge project. So we decided we wanted this to be a Americana Music Festival celebrating bands in the Wisconsin region. And we wanted to link it to a fundraiser. So we reached out to the Keep Wisconsin Warm /Cool folks, and they said they would take our money if we gave it to them. So that's what we did.
Excellent.
And the rest is history.
How nice of them to offer to take your money.
Yes. Now, for a good cause.
For a good cause, of course. Now, most festivals have a really hard time reaching 10 years in good times. But Flannel Fest, I mean, you guys survived a pandemic. So we're a few years on now. How did that change the festival? Did it weaken it? Or did it maybe even make you stronger?
The pandemic was weird.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think.
That's a nice way of putting
right?
it.
But I think obviously for a lot of musicians or all musicians, we weren't playing, we weren't doing anything live. And, that was the start of this thing where everybody just started going online and doing streaming things, Facebook streaming things. I did that. I know a lot of other musicians that did that as well. We were pretty quickly realizing that we weren't going to be able to do an in-person event. So for that particular year, we just kind of gathered and reached out to a lot of artists that we'd either had worked with for Flannel Fest in the past, or artists that we wanted to work with, or artists that weren't even near us anymore. Madison Malone was out in LA, and so we reached out to all these artists and said, hey, can you film something for us, and then we can take these songs and just kind of make a big Facebook Live event. And we did, like, I think it was 3 or 4 hours of music, and Max Sync's own Terry Barr was the MC along with Beth and myself, and we just kind of put together this really long show, and it was amazing. And we didn't know how it was going to go over, although we could kind of tell that people wanted things to do but weren't leaving the house. And so that was kind of just something that those live streams just seemed to go well at that particular time. It gave somebody something on their calendar that they could go do. So we ended up raising a ton of money for the charity that year too. And it was so I guess to answer the question, nothing changed from a being able to raise money or anything like that. We were able to just kind of pivot a little bit, like everybody else had to figure out how to do. And we ended up being able to just keep it going. And then we brought it back live after that.
It was definitely strange times during the pandemic. I think there was a lot of skills learned with streaming music during that time, for sure. Eric Gellin, Beth Keeley joins us in the studio. We're talking about Flannel Fest. It is a benefit for the Wisconsin, or Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. Talk about that charity. What do they do? What's the mission behind this charity? Because they do a lot of good work.
Yeah, they're great. And that was one of the things that when Beth and I were trying to figure out who can we work with, who can be the benefactor of our event, we really wanted somebody that was local, that was Wisconsin-based, because there's a ton of great, great organizations out there, but we wanted the people in Wisconsin to be the ones that received that gift of money. And when we found the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, it was perfect, because not only are they a great organization that helps Wisconsinites in need, like veterans, elderly folks, families with small children, lots of different people that really can use the help. They actually came to our event with an info desk, and people could actually come up to them and talk to them and get the ideas of what's going on with the charity. How can other people be helped? And we actually had some musicians that walked up to them and said, hey, you probably don't know me, but you helped me out 3 years ago when I really needed it. So it just felt like a great fit at the time. It's been a great fit ever since. We're at $96,000, I believe, raised over the last 10 years. So we're going to go over 100, I think, this year. So
wow.
So we're just excited. They've been a great organization, and we couldn't be happier.
Well, now, Flannel Fest kicks off this Friday, November 10th at Poplar Hall in Appleton, and Saturday, November 11th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Flannel Fest is special this year. You have a legendary band from the Twin Cities headlining, the Jayhawks. Tell us about your event, including national artists. I mean, you guys are growing, playing bigger theaters. Tell us about that.
Well, we really thought 10 years is special. And like you said, it's not easy to get there with any event. So we were very fortunate to have the support of the community, the support of the musicians that we've had, and the support of the charity to be there and help along as well. And they actually staff the event for us on a lot of different, like Poplar Hall up in Appleton. They're going to be helping with a lot of different things up there. So it's just great organization to be with us for that. But the main thing is that, yeah, it's 10 years. So we're like, how can we go a little bit bigger? So we thought, let's try the Barrymore Theater. This Poplar Hall is a brand new space up in Appleton that's about roughly the same size. And we're just like, let's bring in somebody a little bigger than we've done in the past. And we've always tried to bring in some national acts, but this is by far probably the biggest act that we've had. So we're excited.
And I'm mostly excited, too, that it's been advertised on two different highways that I regularly traverse with my child. And he's like, you're on a billboard? Whoa!
Mom's a rock star!
There's nothing cooler.
That's wow. Awesome. So the show in Appleton has been pretty friendly for Flannel Fest, and you two in general. You two play Beth Keeley Band, Mascot Theory, Eric Jellin. You all play shows up there quite a bit.
Yeah, Appleton is an incredible music scene. Of course, they have the Mile of Music up right there that many people are familiar with. It's all original music. I mean, you walk into that festival and there's all these venues all up and down College Avenue in Appleton, and you sign a contract as an artist saying I will not play cover songs. So they're all about,
which is the easiest wow contract in the world to sign. Yeah. Singer songwriter, like,
where do I
sweet
sign?
Yeah, and you know, people show up for these and they're just really all about you, the musician, and your music. And so Appleton is just this built-in network of all these people who are there to support the local artist. And you know, growing up in northern Wisconsin and a little farther north of Appleton, I just know that the heart of that community resonates really well with what we're trying to do here in Madison as well. So it was just kind of a natural transition to take it up to the Fox Valley and partner with those people up there.
How cool. You'll be up in Appleton on Friday, November 11th, and back here in Madison at the Barrymore on Saturday next week. And the Barrymore is great. Great venue. Have you played there before, either of you?
I have. I've played with the Bodines there. Mascot Theory played with them years ago, and Vance Joy, another show, which was fun.
Probably have been there at some point. No, actually, I think the Mama Awards was there several years ago.
Yes.
And Beth Keeley, it was Clear Blue Betty.
I saw.
That's
I was
right
in the audience.
And we had a gospel choir come up on stage with us
wow
for that show. That's right. That was the Barrymore, I think.
I didn't know you then.
Oh,
that was when the Gomers were the pit
house
band.
The house band, that's right.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yes. So, I have played that. I think I've done some other random things at the Barrymore, too. But
oh, that's fun.
I've supported the Barrymore.
That's
Does
perfect.
Does that count?
Yeah, they're great.
It's such a great theater. It's a community theater. It's pretty cool. Eric, Beth, thank you so much. Congratulations on 10 years of Flannel Fest. How exciting.
Thank you.
If people wanted to connect with you, get the latest information, maybe get some advanced tickets, how do we do that?
The best place to go is flannelfest.com. Flannelfest.com.
That easy.
That's the one. We got it early.
Yeah, love it when it was easy.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming in. I love the music from both of you. The Beth Keeley Band music is awesome. The new Mascot Theory is great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Let's do that new Beth Keeley right now. You've got everything you need on Max Inc. Radio. Give your love to me, the power.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. That is brand new Something to Do, and the song is called Draw Me Like One of Your French Girls. Obviously, it's a spoof off of Titanic. It's a pretty cool song, though. You can see Something to Do next week at the High Noon Saloon for a ska greatness of a show.
Ska movie.
Mustard Plug, Mescalis, Four Asper Morning doing a reunion show. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be there. I'm taking the night off of radio to be at the High Noon next week. Rob Roberts will be here.
Are you at least going to call in, Jimmy, and tell us how it's going?
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to try to land a couple interviews. Maybe get Shandon or Drew or somebody from 4 a.m. on the phone call in. Although that's risky in the daylight hours. although it will be standard time, so it will be dark. So I'll be safe.
It will be dark.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Great. Thanks again to Eric and Beth for coming in. Eric Jellin, Beth Keeley for coming in and telling us about Flannel Fest. Flannelfest.com if you want to get tickets and more information. That's fun. I didn't get the memo about the flannel. I mean, I saw it on the schedule, but I didn't think to put flannel on. Neither did Rocker.
No, I don't have much flannel, but at least you didn't don the Hawaiian shirt, Jimmy.
That's true. At least I put the Hawaiian shirt away.
I have an image of a flannel Hawaiian shirt, and boy, that does not work.
Wow.
In any way, shape, or form, should a Hawaiian shirt ever be flannel?
But if we could find one like that, we'd have to get it for Jimmy for Christmas.
You're right.
I'd wear a flannel Hawaiian shirt. That would be okay. crazy. Terry Barr is going to have an interview with Al from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that's coming up after 8 o'clock tonight. And Rocker, our next guest, Dave Eck, is in the studio. We're going to have a chat with him about his new business, getting some vinyl rolling here in Madison. Looking forward to that. Right now, brand new Sunspot. We are the Darkness on Max Inc. Radio.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your...
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.